was a rap pill, hardcore Asian. House baby.
You are all fools to challenge me. I'll crush you.
Been a long time since I've been at full power. Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
You know what? We're gonna eat that sauce.
Yes. Yes, y'all. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And, today is another day in the land of love, land of labor. I'm going to be bringing some extraordinary people onto the show. I mean, we're having... I don't want to get dirty with it, but we're having the orgy fest of hosts on these private chats that can't be censored because we're not on any network. We're not on Facebook. We're not on Minds. We're not on Twitter. No, we got a private community on Skype. If you are someone who listens to the show and you are someone who travels on the circuit, okay, the media circuit, you get interviewed a lot, or you're a host, shoot us a line, shoot us something, and let us know that you want to join in, because we need to be in a position not to be censored. So, without further ado, I want to say hello to the butcher here. He's co-hosting with me tonight.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Good. I'm having trouble with my phone now, but I'm in. I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. And we are going to have a good talk tonight because, you know, we are some southern people. I know I don't carry that reflection very well in my speech, but most definitely from the South. We have the butcher here, who's from the South. And, of course, we have our guest who's coming on. You guys heard him last night on the after show. We have Odin, okay, from the... Oh, by the way, before... I'm getting so ahead of myself here. I want to say thank you to all the new people, all the new networks who are having us on the show. I do apologize, people. Bear with me here. We are on so many new platforms. I know that Mr. Espino, one of my partners here, has gotten us onto iHeartRadio. So that means PSN Radio is on iHeartRadio, available for the entire world to pick us up from iHeartRadio as an affiliate. And we have also acquired the Global Enlightenment Radio Network as well, which is where our guest is from tonight. So please go ahead, unmute yourself and say hello to the audience. Oh, did I mute him? Odin, can you hear me? He doesn't know he's muted. Okay, so he dropped out. He's going to join right back in because I'm not quite sure he knew he was muted. But until then, let's get Bill situated here. Bill the Butcher, what do you have going on tonight?
Well, can you hear me? Am I okay? Am I coming in?
I hear you just fine. Yeah.
I am having a big problem with the iPhone tonight and everything, so I do apologize. I was on live feed and all that kind of stuff. And everything. I'm good. Everything's good. A lot of things going on. Thank you for having me on and everything. And all is good. I will have a lot of talk with you tonight. Come on, you know, whatever. I'm working with this iPhone tonight, and it's really bitching me out. I'll be honest with you. Hey, V, how's it going?
So the iPhone is giving you some trouble tonight. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. We have our issues with the technical aspects of doing this media. I know sometimes even just a little dust, a little dirt can get into the knobs and little cracks and crevices of things. So, you know, just a little nod to our producer there.
My problem, I can't mute. Normally I mute when you're talking, and I can't mute tonight, so I'll just breathe slowly. I'm sorry.
Well, we're going to have Odin here. Odin, are you there? Did you rejoin us?
What, do y'all need me to start a fire to bring out the waves to make people feel like they know exactly what time it is? Because I tell you, I've seen a world out there, ladies and gentlemen. I've seen a world based on... Ooh, I'm hot. I'm sorry. I'm going to slow it down. Go ahead.
Oh. I think we maybe lost your feed there for a second here. Guys, we're going to get this going right. This is professional radio, I promise you. We just have to... We don't do a lot of prep time because we keep it organic. You know how it is. We're real people here. We're not fake. We're real people. So this is what we do. So what's your agenda, Mr. Odin?
Oh, well, see, I just don't like fakes. I'll just be straight up and honest with you. I don't like liars. I don't like fakes. I want to change the system. I want to create the new world order of radio, because we've been controlled by this media for far too long, and they've been lying to us and faking us throughout. We even have fake hosts out there, and you're not one of them. We also have fake guests out there, and I can name a few. I can tell you people that's sitting down there twiddling their toes trying to come up with the next sci-fi fantasy story. And then on the other side, I can look and say, my grandpa always told me, you lie, you cheat, you steal. Now, see, we talk about down south when we talk this way. But see, as the God, myself, I feel that it's my duty to awaken the masses, to awaken the people. And just like you, I want to wake people up to the truth. They live in a matrix.
Oh, I love this guy. I love this guy.
We living in this matrix. Some have eyes partially open. Some have it shut. And the rest of them are walking around like zombies grabbing their nuts. And that's a fact.
Yeah, that or... toilet paper. yeah.
Or I got a nosy neighbor next door that's trying to eavesdrop on this conversation too. Oops. We ain't going there.
We're not going there, because, you know, I was very thrilled when you told me about that off air. I was like, wow.
Well, let me just say it. Since people don't believe that this is real radio, We come up with our real stories and real life experiences and real... Look, I got a letter at the door this morning when me and my sons were going out. We were going out to the park. Then I was going to go down to Virginia to go get me a pack of carton of cigarettes, which was $48 to buy a carton. And I looked down the floor, and I saw this piece of paper. And I picked it up, and the next thing I did, I said, honey, just read it. I don't have time. I got these two little knuckleheads, you know, 4 and 5 years old. 5-year-old wants to run. The 4-year-old thinks he's Sonic the Hedgehog, okay? So you know what time it is. And my wife gives me a call while I'm on the metro, and she goes, were we having sex at 2 o'clock? I'm like, you know, I just got off the other show and we had a little conversation, and you know how that goes. And you got to have your downtime so you can go to sleep. Well, you know, they say we're too noisy. We're making 20 hours a day worth of noise and everything. I'm like, man, we do radio. And
whoa. You got to clean that language up.
Oops, sorry. Okay, for the first hour. Okay. Oh, sorry, sorry. But, you know, it's like, psst, you know, psst, man. It wasn't that other word. It was, psst. Okay, man, we do radio. We talk, you know. When we get into the flow, we get into the flow. The fire burns, you know what I'm saying? It burns from the feet to the head, and the brain starts to snap, to start snapping. And you got to come up with things, and you got to think, and you got to talk to people. And then you start communicating, your brain gets wider open. But then she reads the letter to me, and there's a part at the bottom of the whole letter that says, well, you know, the annoying noise, I'm being polite with the word that was used, so I'm going to say annoying noise made around 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, and we have children that could hear this stuff. Whose child is up at 2 a.m. anyway?
Well, I don't know. Your groove sounds strong and powerful. Maybe you wake them up.
Shoot, man, I'm telling you, I was laying the thunder.
King. King of the jungle. Akuna Matata.
What will be must be. But see, that's reality, and that's how we are, and that's the way we're supposed to be. Listen, in the radio industry, I have one pet peeve, and the biggest pet peeve is when you get these hosts and they bring in on guests, and you know, we all give our guests the benefit of the doubt. Hell, I'm a host. I got my own show. But listen, I just want to take somebody and give them a chance. Okay, that's what we do, because everybody has a story. Everybody has a reason for what they do. But then on the other side, you get these fakes that will come out and give you a sci-fi fantasy with a blend of Starship Troopers with E.T. and a little bit of Star Wars and some Harry Potter all mixed together as a story of their life. Now, that's a fire that I have. I despise that because you're lying to my audience. You're making me look like a fool. And last but not least, you're going to make me want to drink.
Oh, man.
Bill's gonna chime in on that one.
Let this guy preach on, man. Let this guy preach on. I'm getting into it, man.
Well, if you want to hear some good stories, I can talk about somebody if V wants me to mention the name straight up.
Do it.
Let's do it. Well, you know, I'm.
Hey, I got paperwork to back mine up. Like I said, I got paperwork that can back it up. In fact, I don't even have to mention that person's name. I can go to the other person, the associate of that person. Is that better?
Can we just say, just pick a duo, any famous duo, just give them names. Bonnie and Clyde, how about that? Let's call them Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde, okay. Bonnie and Clyde belong in the scheme of things as let's go to talk about Clyde. He's from Massachusetts, and he goes down to Florida and he writes some bad checks, and it's on record, and I got that record and the information. Then Clyde comes up with his scheme and he starts impersonating his brother. Now Clyde also decides, you know, he was living with a woman at one time. I guess he was getting it so good he couldn't get it no more. Maybe she was strapping it on. But the bottom line was Clyde decided to become Claudine.
Look.
See, I lived in upstate New York as well, and I get the looks, and you know how we, you know, I live with the Italians, okay? I live with pure Sicilians. My ex-wife was pure Sicilian, but let me continue on. So this person goes, his father was Navy, and they owned a construction company up in Massachusetts. Okay, but he's check frauding, lying, cheating, stealing, going to jail, changed his identity to be Claudine, and now he's, you know, tuning the world, killing Rothschilds, emancipating the earth of all of the evil. Hold on, let me give you a good one. This same individual said, oh, I got top secret access to NASA satellites. I can show you pictures of things flying in the air and all this stuff. Now, his partner in crime, you know, Bonnie, is one of those individuals that like to steam cast behinds. She got this quantum crap that she sells. And by the way, she hooked me up with one of the authors that was writing a book. Couldn't write for Jack crap by his quantum machine, trying to show that he was had been friends with these people in the Middle East that had lots of money and they were going to, you know, support it and pay for his book to get done, blase, blase. All these people from, but let me put it this way. Bonnie's from Saskatchewan. She was a good woman, okay? She married a great man who's a lawyer, Asian man, lawyer, got two children by him. And she went crazy, okay? She became one of them sovereignists. And she decided that she wanted to change the world, I guess in her own image, I don't know. But what she did was she took the kids and ran. Well, the court said, no, we ain't allowing this. You need to go to the insane asylum because you tried to stab your husband. And then I got the court case of Mr. Brown, who was hiding in the back of her quote-unquote office slash residence. It's a one-room little building, okay, she rented. She called it her office. That she never left, so the property owner got mad because she wasn't paying him for the use of space because she called it an embassy. You know, those sovereigns are smart. They call it embassies, and it makes it so that the law cannot evict you. Well, they caught him going into the building, which gave them open warrant to go inside the building. This is Mr. Brown, and they were after Miss Clyde. Miss Bonnie, and Miss Bonnie escaped that time, but she ran to this wonderful guy that had a house, and he was taking care of his father, who was in his 90s, and they were having a party, had a social gathering, had people over. Somehow or another, the police got called over. Everybody got arrested but Bonnie, and he got arrested for possession of a marijuana plant, which you know at one point in time was really illegal in Canada. And he spent some time there when he was trying to find out what's going on with his father from jail. I was still in contact with him. This is during the investigation period of the case on Bonnie and Clyde. And Bonnie had sold a lot of his objects, basically kept his father in his room, you know. And this is going on for 6 months. 6 months, Bonnie. If I had gotten home from jail, trust me, the plants would have had beautiful fertilizer. But let me continue. He comes home, finds all his possessions sold or stolen. Stuff of his in his house that he lived in was on the street. And I got the email letters in the package I sent about that. Then to add up to that, I was on another network, which I now own. I will say the name of LNM Radio Network. And I now own it, as they say. You can look on Twitter, even my troll friends, you know, they use my expression. I own it. Yeah, I just want everybody to know. And that was a almost 6.5 hour plus show on busting this Bonnie and Clyde ring.
That's a long time.
It's too long. I was so pissed at the host that we gave all the information to that I wanted to go through the whole. I just want to go grab him and just beat him down. Well, see, I still want to beat him down, but for a different reason.
Okay, we're going to have to just for suspense. Let's stop it right there because we do have to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back for our short segment. Stay tuned, guys.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Yeah, that's right. We are back. And this is our short segment. So, Odin, if you would, we got about 6 minutes here for our next break. But go ahead. You want to whip up on somebody. Go ahead. Continue on.
Are you sure you're ready for this?
Go on.
Okay. Now, are you talking about... These are guests on people's shows, by the way, Bonnie and Clyde. And so we went and did that 6+ hour broadcast and to bust them up, you know, to bring the truth out. I mean, people weren't believing and a lot of people were falling for it, giving them lots of money. The pyramid scheme was built. The money was flowing like water to them. I mean, I make it easier for people to even get a little bit more information on them. Clyde supposedly had Lyme disease. That's another one. I don't know, and I don't want to know. Because after that point of all the lies, I didn't know which way the truth was flying and other stuff was being slung. See, it took that long, but it took to the fifth hour when Clyde and Bonnie were talking to a woman. This is when that host decided to step in. I thought it was like, you know, we were all doing the picture of Michael Jackson eating popcorn on the screen and everything, you know, waiting for it to happen.
And
yes. Yeah, you know, everybody, you know, we know that one. All right, so we're waiting. Fifth hour, a woman called in and said, you know, that, you know, her woman, her daughter was taken, and this is not her child, and all this stuff. And then Clyde said it was that her child was cloned, and you know what we do with clones, and together they said we kill them, and I was like, hold on. Then she started crying, saying, I shouldn't be living a life like this. This woman was, I mean, you could tell she was tote the hell up, okay, after hearing that. And I was hurt because I never thought someone would tell someone to kill their child.
Mm.
Their seed. It came from them, the mother. Okay. Unlike, you know, Bonnie, who claims her child were adopted, both of her children were adopted, which, no, it wasn't the court of Saskatchewan from the lawyer, husband, ex-husband, got full custody of them. The children were good. But y'all could figure it out from that point. Well, that hurt me. And I was like, if you don't say something, I'm going to hop in on your stream. And I'm going to do something. Well, he hopped in. He grew a pair. And he went at him. And I can't believe how gullible people are. They give money to people that don't deserve it, don't need it, using schemes to get it. And I'm sorry. I mean, I would tell people, even on my network, hey, donate to Republic Broadcasting Network. Donate to them. They do the right thing. They're real people. They're humans. They're trying to do the job right. I tell your audience right now, donate to the network. Donate to the show. Donate so that these people can stay on air, because the truth is going to set us all free, regardless of whether you wanted to or not. And your eyes will be open, and you don't have to worry about taking a red pill or a blue pill when your eyes are open, because if you shut your eyes, I'm going to pop them. Well, this woman straight up went off, and I got the recording of her going off. So, because he muted her from the live channel where you can hear her to the audience, he muted her.
Man,
it was a wild ride. I mean, that's the kind of people that we have to deal with in this world. The fake Mars, going to Mars people, the fake I healed you people. I mean, what's the difference? Can't we get somebody real in this world that want to talk about something real, bring up something that's conscious about us all? Can't we be human? That's where I'm going to stop.
Okay. Well, I don't know why you want to stop there.
Well, because I can keep going if you really want me to keep driving, because the car I got's got full gas tank and it's ready to go. I mean, I'm busy. I'm always busy. But you know something? The love I have for radio is because radio has done something to me. When I first got my first taste of radio, I was down in Smithfield, North Carolina. My grandpa used to listen to Wolfman Jack and those old schools, okay? And used to listen to the old-time radio where they used to tell the truth about what's going on down south in the country and what farmers are talking about and whether we like the president or the governor or not. That's the kind of radio that I'm used to. I'm used to people that celebrate and love the United States of America. Yeah, we got pitfalls and downfalls and sides, but we still one thing. We all of the same blood, and it's red. And so I guess there's no such thing as race. I guess there's no such thing as identities, because there's so many identities out there that is beyond belief. We're all human. But the bottom line is we got an issue. And the issue that we're facing today is that we got too much being poured into a psychological system where people cannot even find their own true identity, because someone's out there always trying to give them a new name. Oh, okay. You're a conspiracy theorist.
We need to leave it right there. We got to go commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you for staying tuned. I know this is, this seems like a little bit of drama stuff, but this is behind-the-scenes stuff. I like to let people know what's going on behind the scenes all the time. And, you know, I'm an open book. I like for people around me to be open books. I'm very candid. I like to just keep it real. You know, that's the whole point of the show, of course. But, oh, it's just wonderful when we get guests on who know the industry and just ready to talk about the industry. We are still here with Odin from Global Enlightenment Radio Network. And you said you had Element.
Yes, I own LNM. See, the LNM Radio Network. Yes, I took it. It's dead. It's sitting in my pocket, as they say. I got the EIN. I even got the business registry for it. And I guess what? Because that SOB of a former owner did not put it under an EIN or register it, but he just used it as a business, you know what I mean? Gaining right. the money from guests and hosts and the public as donations. Never filed a tax. Never did anything. Lied, cheated, and stole. Lied and then conspired after me and my wife set up not just one studio, but two studios, and was about to set up another. Spent thousands of dollars on a network that had money coming in that we never got a chance to see. Lied and said that we took money from the network. Shoot, we were paying for that network. We paid for that man's garbage bill, his internet bill. That's how close we thought we were family. But no, the best part was when he decided to do a coup d'etat.
Mm.
And that was right after my wife had lost the baby. No compassion, no heart. He took an opportunity where normally my eyes would have been open.
Well, it's a good thing this person is no longer in the industry.
Oh, he's in the industry, but he's not in the industry. He can't even get 25 listeners.
Oh. Well.
And he's struggling for, oh, I need donations. Oh, I need this. His name is Michael Vera. He's a piece of scumbag. And anything that happens to him is a blessing.
The name seems familiar.
Yeah, he's a piece of crap. He's a liar. He's a hypocrite. He used to be at Dark Matter Radio, and he was, quote-unquote, the show before Art Bell during the time of, what was it? Oh, God, in the desert. He had a girl sing it. Midnight in the Desert.
Midnight in the Desert, yes.
Yeah, and I repeat again. I'm sorry. I did not... If I was not loyal to who I was with, and if that person did not create a coup d'etat trying to take over where me and my wife had, you know, built, I mean, come on, I had a theory. If I had the best host or the guest that all the radio stations wanted as host on my network, who would you listen to?
You, of course.
That's right. You had nothing left to do. And every time my host became a guest on your show, they're going to announce my network, right?
Right.
It was a twofold win. I had it all. And I was taking hosts from other networks. Just taking them because why not go to the big boys? My whole game plan was to become the biggest, baddest soldier on the field, but guess what? I didn't own that network at that time. So guess who would have gotten all the prides and the money and the love? Just like he claims that he busted Bonnie and Clyde. He ain't bust them. Me and my wife did. We did the research. We did the investigation. We dug into it. The evidence is there. Most of the people he claims he busted, me and Katie, my wife, went in there and did it. They said they had military backgrounds. I still had I still do have an active security clearance.
There you go. Well, so and your lovely wife, she does a program of her own, correct?
Yes, Summer Fusion, and she's actually live now. And I don't know when she's going to quit because she's talking about that. Oh, God, I don't want to talk about that topic because y'all bust me hard on this topic. I can't do it because it's embarrassing. It's that feeling of saying I'm one with the world type thing. You know what I'm saying? And I believe I'm one with the world and the world is one with me. But I never thought that quantum entanglement would be a concept that will actually put an individual as the center and everything coming from the center is part of the center. I'm going to leave that alone. It's like one of those tongue twister brain teasers, but I understand where it's coming from. It's like magic. magic has always been there. But we call it magic. They call it science. Alchemy. It's always the same. But we call it alchemy, which is basically science, blending of chemicals. In the old world, they called it magic.
Right, right.
See, I hung around her too long. I almost feel like I lost my seat on the throne.
Well, she was busting your balls earlier. I was loving that.
Hey, hold on now. Hold on, you're going to go to man's side, brother. Come on now.
Well, I mean...
Come on.
See, cross entanglement. See, cross entanglement. She cops you every time.
And I mean, it's funny how, you know, it's kind of interesting when you think that you never thought that you would ever meet a person so unlike you, but yet like you. She's a thinker. She thinks a lot. I think a lot. I don't dwell. She don't dwell. But she's so focused, you may consider it dwelling. But when it comes to me, I'm so focused. I'm so scatterbrained as well, because I'm doing multiple things at one time. And we do it together. It's like, honey, could you take care of this section? I'll take care of this section. And she goes, well, I got this section to do. Well, I'll take care of that. The idea is a partnership, a team. And when you got a team, like, come on, you, the people around you, we're your team. We're going to look out for you. You look out for us. Like I tell people, you don't mess with my family. You don't mess with my affiliates. You don't mess with my host. The wrath of Odin will lay the hammer down on you. And I've done it a many times to a many networks. Put them in their place. And I can name every one of them. Broke four of them. Broke them. Took everything from him.
I think I inadvertently destroyed a show tonight. was not my intentions, and you know, I've had people around me just like, no, you're really powerful. You should really, you have more power than you realize. You really should watch that. It's like, I didn't know that was going to happen, and. I'm not going to give any details. I know the butcher knows what's going on, and that's actually not the first time this ever happened, but it's a loyalty thing, of course, and especially...
How does it feel to get another kill? How does it feel?
Well, you know, when you don't show loyalty, you know, to the family, that's number two for me. Stay loyal to the truth first. If you don't like it anymore, fine. But keep being a truther. Keep putting out that information. Keep trying to enlighten people. Keep trying to free people. We need to free people. There's some people up there that just grasp the stuff, and they get up on that podium, and they just, it's just all narcissism. They don't give a damn about other people. They just want to be at the center of attention and want to be a hero.
Super soldier.
Well, it's extreme. I've dealt with some extreme narcissism, and you approach these people, and when you're not on the air with them, they act like 5-year-olds. It's like, who are you? Like, what the hell's going on here? And so, I have a string of people. And by the way, guys, Monday next week, if you want to know more about what I'm talking about, tune into the show Monday, because I had been approached by several other hosts, several other media personalities to say their piece about the individual that I'm talking about. I didn't, you know, it was not my idea. Just let everybody know, but people want to say their piece. And my show is for the people. My show is for the people. You want to step up and talk about something, hey, First Amendment, that's what my show's about. So that's what we're going to do. You demand it, that's what we're going to do.
Man, you know something? You're a godsend. How many more people out there in this world like that? I mean, they don't want to hide that. Listen, to hide, to lie, to betray, to stab a person in the back, to try to do a coup d'etat on somebody, and not just a coup. I mean, you put the, like the woman said, and put a bullet in a brain.
Well, I've never had a person try to take over my show except for one person, and that person didn't last very long on my show, so
See, I love your show. You know why I love your show? Because it's real. There's nothing fake about you. You're not out there begging for money. You're not crying and screaming and talking about, without the support, we can't be here. And if I don't get $500, five people give $100 each, I can survive. Oh, that's Michael Vera.
Oh, well, my man, I'm a hustler, okay? I do business one-on-one with other real people. I don't need to ask my listeners for money. I gotta do my thing, you know, and don't owe me. Don't owe me money, because that
situation, I know where you're coming from.
I got you for life, so don't be in that situation. Just be real about it.
I'll see you tomorrow night, all right?
I don't want to come off too gangster, too mobster, but, you know, I like, I'm not into snacks. I like taking on the big meals. And so forget the people. I'd rather go after a corporation. I'd rather have a company pay. I'd rather have a government institution pay. I'm not going to ask the little people for their money.
Well, Vera does. Listen, how about this? It's so bad that one of the old girls that was the founding people that sat beside him on his show for many years, named Madonna. I love her to death. She's from Rochester. I used to live in Webster, New York, not far from her. Oh, actually, she lives on Rondequoit. Good old woman. I love her to death and her family. Because she didn't give a donation, he kicked her out. And but he talks bad about her, too. He says her house smells like cigarettes. It's like when you sit down, the dust comes up and it ain't but ash. I mean, why would you talk about somebody that cares about you enough to support you? You know what I'm saying? That doesn't happen. That's like talking about someone that says, well, you know, I love you. But then in the background, you're like, well, you know, her breath stink, and her teeth falling out, and her eye got a droop, you know, call her droopy behind her back. That ain't right. That's the kind of person that they're dealing with. But back to the point. What kind of person steams a cat's behind?
And what do you mean by that, by the way? I didn't want to ask you that before. And you know, we talked about the other day, steaming a cat's behind.
What, it was in the cat, everybody knows.
What, do you know the process? What is that?
Look, could you imagine trying to put something up a cat's behind, okay? How many scratches you going to get?
Steam? I mean, she got a hot iron? A steam?
It's going to clean the colon, baby, and get all those bad things out of them.
Oh, like, okay. A hot steam enema.
Yeah, you know, like that person likes to put a bowl, hot bowl in the toilet, and you can see the video of her sitting on the toilet lifting her dress up. Yeah, that one. We're talking about Bonnie. We're talking about Bonnie.
I hope not Claude or Claudette or whatever, Claudia. Yeah.
Well, that might be a slung falling into the hot boiling water.
Oh, my.
Hey, we keep it real around here, man. I don't know what everybody else do, but when I speak, it's got to be point blank, blunt at truth.
Oh, wow. I did.
Ooh, does that make you hot?
You think you hurt, Well, you'd think you would have heard it all. You know, every day, people like us, especially, you'd think you've heard it all. And then, every once in a while, you smile that proves you're wrong.
Like I said, if the person was on the show at any point in time, you might as well pack a couple of them and light them up and go get yourself a bottle of Jack Daniels, because at the end, you're going to be like, say what, so what? And the worst part about it is, I mean, there are other networks that applaud them or will speak highly of them, and it's because of numbers. Let's just be honest. The numbers. That's what networks like. They like the numbers. They say, oh, you brought me 1,200 plus my regular listens. Oh, I think my numbers went to about 6,000 tonight. Let me check my server. Look, on an average, I'm killing sits on a show. I'll be honest with everybody. On a weekly basis, I'm busting at least 90 to 180,000 easy. And you know something? To that person that wrote me and told me I got a weak link on my network, or weak links, or people that they don't like because they've been in the business for 30 years, you can kiss my shiny brown you-know-what. Because my people are loyal, and it's hard to find loyalty in anything. And why would I trade my people out for you? You're just like Joe Blow. How do I know you're going to be loyal? I choose mine. They choose me. Like, you know, like Pokemon. I choose you.
All right.
I had to go there because I got a host that was on this show out in Oregon that literally went to my network website and talked about it. Ain't that a shame?
Mm.
And but hold on, but he dogged a host that actually confronted him. Oh yeah, see, the game gets deep, and that's why sometimes you may find me going on a rant before I start my show, because there's always some dumb out there that wants to start something. Because they know you're achieving, they know you're pushing for something, and they know that you are becoming more and more of what they can never be.
Yeah. Be honest. Yeah, you know, and that is actually exactly what I went through. And, you know, I hate it when people want to talk down to me, especially when they haven't achieved not even a quarter of what I have. You've been doing this thing for what, 16 years? I've been doing this for 5. Why are you co-hosting with me? Why are you on my show?
What makes me special?
you know. I ain't talking about you, man. I know you've done a lot of other things, my friend. And speaking of which, you told me you do documentaries as well. And that really popped my eyes open when I heard that earlier off air.
Bro,
tell me something about your work.
Well, I'm a publisher. I've written my own books before I became a publisher. If I give you the history of the publishing company and why it came about, you would understand me personally. I met Katie, my wife, when I was on Facebook and I was looking for someone to edit my writings. And she was in Australia, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Within a month, I told her to pack your bags, come to daddy. Mm. While there, we were talking, and she's been writing. She's a successful writer. You know, she writes on the other level, not the classic I am a sci-fi fantasy or whatever level. No, she goes into the explicit sexual encounters level of writing. And I said, you know something? For all those authors out there that have been screwed over – I want to start a company to help them so that they can feel like they are accomplishing something. Those authors that are screwed over by publishers and publishing houses. Well, my company's been in for 6 years now. Jeez, we've been married for 6 years, so it'll be 6.5 years. And I tell you right now, yeah, we've had our ups and downs. We've had our royal brawls. I mean, come on, she's Australian. She's you know, they call them the bushwhackers for a reason, you know. She smacked the shit up. Well, excuse my language, out of a person. But the bottom line is, the truth is that the team is always there. And, you know, sometimes you need that, as they call it, the adjustment to clear your head. You know what I mean? And
absolutely.
We started publishing. And first books that we did were our own. In the time span of our marriage and the life of the publishing company, I've written 9 books. She's on number 12, heading towards 13. I've basically slowed down because I do radio. You know, I love radio. It's kind of difficult for me to bring two together when there's so much controversy and so much stupidity and anal attentive individuals out there that think they rock control and can dance all over you. So we write books, we've done editing, we've done film manuscripts, we've had some great authors, we had some crappy authors that couldn't sell a fly down the street because they don't listen to no one. We've had conspiracy authors that actually I caught that wrote a book, quote unquote, wrote a book, but they copied the whole storyline from somebody else's story. We have authors also that have written psychological books, economics books, all the various types. We even did.
Hold on. So you do the radio networks. You have your studios. You have your publishers. You didn't ask me about the documentaries, but. We're gonna have to save that for the after show then, because we are all out of time.
No.
Yeah. Very quickly, give out plug the website, please.
All right, it's www.globalenlightmentradionetwork.com or neelyworldwidepublishing.com or globalenlightmentresourcecenter.com, which is our nonprofit that's tied to Global Enlightenment Radio Network. We help children.
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds great. Well, thank you, guys. That was Odin. As you know, check him out. We're all going to be together. Anyways, so this is the Rapio Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And remember, in land surveillance, the male third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Take a red pill.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.
Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.